USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The heat wave gripping a large portion of the country has killed at least 3 people now and forced the evacuation of about 250 residents from a retirement home, and also has sparked the cancellation of numerous public events. More than 126 million are under excessive heat warnings, and another 31 million are under heat advisory, according to the National Weather Service. Funeral arrangements are set for a retired Supreme Court Justice. USA's Wendy King has the details.
The body of former Justice John Paul Stevens will lie in repose at the Supreme Court on Monday. Members of the public can pay their respects from 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. following a private ceremony in the court's Great Hall. Stevens died earlier this week at age 99. He'll be buried in a private service at Arlington National Cemetery, the 13th justice to be buried there. I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
50 years ago today, Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first people to land on the moon. Aldrin urged that the millions of people who watched him and Armstrong take those historic footsteps on the moon hold the memory of Apollo 11 close, and said he almost didn't become an astronaut.
I could give you a number of examples where I ended up being one of the most fortunate people, because it didn't look like it was going to come my way being an astronaut.
Aldrin also tweeted, "Today belongs to you," before heading down to NASA's Kennedy Space Center to commemorate the historic mission's 50th anniversary. 2 people were shot at a nursing home in Delaware this afternoon. State troopers were called to the Manor Care Health Services in Wilmington. According to Corporal Melissa Jaffe of the Delaware State Police, it has been determined at this time that 2 victims have sustained gunshot wounds. The building has been cleared and declared safe at this time. Police also say the public in that area was not in danger at any time. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A confirmation vote is expected on Tuesday for Mark Esper to become the next Secretary of Defense. With that story, here's USA's John Clements.
The 55-year-old Mark Esper, who has served as Secretary of the Army since November 2017, is expected to be approved by the full Senate. Earlier during the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Dr. Esper answered a key question about Iran in this exchange with Senator Jack Reed.
We will meet anytime, anywhere, without precondition, to discuss issues with the Iranians to get us on the diplomatic path.
So you think that diplomatic path is the most thoughtful way to proceed?
Diplomacy always is.
I'm John Clemens.
Subaru has discovered a defect so severe that it's planning to buy back a number of legacy sedans and Outback SUVs that have already landed in owners' driveways. Faulty welds in the car could not only lead to an accident, according to the automaker, but increase the risk of injuries to vehicle occupants if one occurs. The plan is to recall and check out about 2,100 cars for the defect, of which 200 are expected to need repairs immediately. About 20 of those cars are in the hands of consumers, and the rest have yet to be delivered. The announcement is rare for Subaru, but not unique at a time when automotive recalls have been running at or near record levels. A year ago, Subaru had to make a similar move when it discovered welding defects on 243 of the then-new Ascent SUVs. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.